Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you'll hear a monologue about sports. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
Generally speaking, sports is popular in Britain, and that's largely due to the fact that we all have to play sports throughout our school lives. So for years we play indoor and outdoor sports indoors. Indoor sports are usually in the gym or the gymnasium on the mats, the bars, the ropes, the horse, and so on. And outdoor team games, according to the tradition of your school and to some extent being male or female, boys play football or rugby in winter, girls play netball and hockey in the summer, boys play cricket and tennis, girls play rounders and tennis. But that's just in school. There are lots of more individual sports which people may begin at school or later in life, such as badminton, squash, sailing, horseback riding, target shooting with rifle or pistol, skiing, swimming, and so on. Even fishing, which you may think of more as a hobby than a sport, and yet it is so popular and there are so many people who go fishing, and so of course there are a lot of competitions, and that perhaps entitles it to be called a sport. Apart from all the sports in which people participate, there are of course the spectator sports. Horse racing and motor racing are obvious examples of sports which only professionals can participate in. Football is still the greatest draw, however, and of course British football fans are well known for their disorderly behavior at home and abroad. No one seems to know exactly why British football fans are so rough and violent, but there is no doubt that they are. Spectator sports have been much affected by the increasing amount of TV coverage given to sports and the steady improvement in the quality of the filming and reporting. The whole of Saturday afternoon is devoted entirely to sport on both TV and radio, and there are periods of the year when there are several major sporting events on simultaneously, which means that the media are almost entirely dominated by sports programs.
That is the end of Part B.